This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Knicks just got outshot, in my opinion, and I watched a very long highlight, about a 30-minute highlight reel this morning. You know, I don't know that they necessarily played terribly, and no Karl Anthony Towns, but it's amazing to me in basketball, and you've seen it long enough, a team can just not miss for a quarter or a half or whatever the stretch is, and then all of a sudden, it's like the little gods come down, and they put saran wrap on the hoop, and no matter what you do and how open or the ball just doesn't go in. It really is fascinating.
Well, especially now where it's just like three-point shot after three-point shot, even in college. I mean, St. John's doesn't play that way, but most of the good teams in basketball are hurling up threes all the time. And yeah, I mean, that's why we always joke around about the silly phrase of it's a make or miss league, but
it's
like,
true.
Like obviously it is, but that's really what it is. I mean, it's not like, you know, a team is going to play great defense and generally win in the regular season when it comes to the NBA. And last night, just that game sucked. It just sucked. Everything about it sucked. And then Tom Thibodeau at the, you know, press conference basically comes out and says that they didn't have any energy coming out of halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem. You know, it made me worry a little bit because the way that they played and the way that he sounded made me think that something worse is going on with Karl Anthony Towns than is they're leading on.
Well, it was personal reason, if I read it correctly. And then the fact that they say he might not even join them for the trip. No, I shouldn't say won't be on the trip, but might not go with them when they first leave. That is concerning because he's a huge part of this.
Well, of course, but I just, the way, I don't know, the demeanor of the team and then the way he spoke, it was as if they got some really bad information before they played that game.
You mean like injury information?
Maybe.
They said personal reasons.
Well, you got to remember, he was dealing with the knee thing.
No, I know.
And they love, I mean, it's not as clandestine as the NHL injury stuff is, but with the NBA and the Knicks in particular have liked to, you know, maneuver around the real injuries and put certain things out there. And this guy's getting a rest day, but he's dealing with a knee. Or this guy's, you know, just sitting today, but he actually has an injury we don't want to tell you about. Like the Mitchell Robinsons, he's going to come back. He's not going to come back. This is so I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to hide something. I just couldn't figure out. I don't know. I just still this is happening with guys that I feel like are 50 years old where LeBron James comes into the Garden and dominates.
Yeah.
And now Steph Curry does it again. And you would think that these guys, even without Karl Anthony Towns, would at least show more effort than they did. And the coach even comes out and admits it. And then if you hear him, like I heard the Marco Belletti cut this morning a couple of times. And Tibbs is no, like, the guy's not going out there and giving a one-man show. He's not, you know, John Leguizamo in his in his post-game press conferences. But he sounded more down than ever.
Mm.
Like, he just sounded lifeless. And I'm thinking, what? This can't just be your normal regular season lull. Something else has to be going on. And then you look into the Karl Anthony Towns, like, I hope to the God, it is not something serious, but I was just trying to put two and two together and why things felt the way they did last
night. Well, I didn't think so. It was the Boston game where they were getting blown out and he goes back to the locker room. Now, to me, I didn't think it was a big deal because it was Towns that came out after the game and said, I went back there because they made me go back there.
Yeah.
Go back there. He said he felt fine. And when he came out, I was going back on the floor. So to me, I didn't think it was an issue at all. It's interesting you bring that up because they do put personal reasons, not injury, but it does make sense that that could be part of the issue. The thing about the Knicks, though, that is so bizarre when you watch them, there have been times this year where I have watched that team and I say, this team is ready to win an NBA championship. The Cavaliers and the Celtics be damned. And then yet they go out there and they play the Celtics and they play the Cavaliers and they play the Thunder and they don't look like they're on the same level. Then they have games like last night. No, no Towns. I get it. They have games like last night where, to me, again, they were outshot. The fourth quarter was lousy. But then you're coming off the weekend where they have the two road wins. Now, I know the Grizzlies and the Heat aren't great teams, but winning on the road's hard. And they won two good road games. That's a weird one last night. And they've had a very strange, even Brandon BT's been on it. Like, it doesn't, to him, feel like a championship team. And every time I disagree with him, they throw in a game like this. And it's like, yeah, something just seems a little off about them.
Yeah, and it sort of felt that way for the entire year. And anytime you feel really good about them, they run into one of those good teams
exactly.
And don't even compete.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't know if I felt better about last year's team winning a championship. I don't think that I did. I mean, I felt better about last year's team's resilience and ability to battle. And I felt like, man, you know, they could really beat anybody if they are able to score the way they need to because they're just playing better defense than everybody else. But this team, I don't think that they're capable of beating the Celtics in the second round.
But here's my question, because every time I have the conversation with someone and I bring up the fact that they don't play defense the way they did, it's always the response is, but wait till the playoffs. Is it that?
I said that too.
Can you flip a switch like that and all of a sudden become this lockdown defense? Because some of the pieces from last year, it's not the same. I know Mitchell Robinson's is back, but you know, this is a little bit of a different team now, and you're asking a couple of guys that maybe weren't known to be defensive guys to now be defensive guys when the playoffs begins?
Maybe, but that's not been the Tibbs mindset or MO while he's been a coach. They've always played better defense during the regular season than everybody,
right,
and they haven't done it this year. And also a thing that scared me, too, because I had that same mentality and that same thought process when you get to the playoffs, it'll be different. It's a different game in the playoffs. But then when the Celtics, the last blowout that they had, they to a man after that game said, we find a different gear when we play the Knicks, meaning that they're playing the type of game they would play in the playoffs against the Knicks, I think for a number of reasons. The first being that, you know, after Mikal Bridges and after the Karl Anthony Towns acquisitions, everybody was all over the Knicks.
100%.
And thinking, oh, they could be a championship team and the odds and everything. And they just wanted to squash that because they were the defending champs.
Right here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah,
I absolutely. And when this team was put in place and made complete, I looked at them and said, like I just said to you, the Celtics and the Cavs be damned. I thought that this was the best team in the Eastern Conference. 100%. I'm kind of in that crowd.
Yeah, and then the Celtics are hearing that stuff and thinking, who the hell are they? They haven't won a goddamn thing. We're the defending champs. Shut up. And I mentioned Mikal Bridges. That guy he is like bordering on stiff territory.
Let me ask you something, because I'm glad you brought that up. Think about what they gave up for him.
They held on to those first-round picks like they were clutching a rosary in a casket. And then finally decided to part with them.
Yeah.
And then they did it for him, who I'm not saying he doesn't have talent and hasn't had his moments, but he there's more bad than good. He's getting benched, and his bad is really bad.
And you just hit on it. And I believe I might have even used those terms when you got him. I watched him with the Nets. Terrific player, but he has moments. And then he's got games where he's just, it's like a disappearing act. And when they traded him to the Knicks, I didn't want to see him go to the Knicks. I didn't want to see, you know, Brooklyn helped New York. But when you see what the return was, it's like, all right, I mean, that's a haul. Even though the Knicks are going to be good, it's still a lot of picks. And he has not been, he's had games. He's had the Christmas Day game, for instance. The other night, was it Miami? I forget whether it was one of these recent games, he went off in one of these quarters. And he looks like a superstar. But then there are games you don't even realize he's on the floor. And that's problematic.
Yeah, and then there's the games where you realize he's on the floor because he's so bad and he can't make a shot. And then also, you know, defensively, he could be really a liability, which shouldn't be
the case. Which is not what he's supposed to be.
It really should not be the case. I mean, he's one of the main reasons why they traded all those assets is they're thinking this guy's a two-way player. He's long. You could stick him on some of the better offensive players in the Eastern Conference and try to neutralize those guys, and he's just... He's not that guy. He is not the player that the Knicks thought that they were getting. And I think because there's so many other issues with the Knicks, he's flown under the radar early on in the season, and he's not flying under the radar anymore.
No, and as we get to the playoffs, he really isn't going to fly under the radar because he is going to be expected to come up big in, you know, big spots, essentially, when you get to playoff time. And he just hasn't done it consistently all season long, and I don't know why that... The same way the Knicks have not played defense consistently this year, or really at all in a lot of cases, I don't know that it just changes because the calendar turns to the postseason. It's not that easy.
It kind of feels like the Yankees to me right now, the last couple of years, are definitely...
The Knicks do?
The Knicks right now, and it didn't happen for as long of a period of time, but it feels like to me like the Yankees in the Astros dynasty era, mm-hmm. where it was like they're really good. Man, look how many games this team is winning, and they've got a great player, and their lineup is stacked, and they got Gerrit Cole, but it's like, but can you beat the Astros? And that's basically what it was. And they never could.
Yeah.
And then it's like, how do you process this? All right, you know, you won your division. You advance to the ALCS, but then you get swept by the Astros. So who exactly are you? And I feel like that we're headed in that type of collision course with the Knicks.
And this year might be that. The shame of last year, and I know everyone's going to say everybody's banged up at the end of the season. Well, that's kind of not. Yeah, banged up, yes. Injured, no. It would have been, I'm no Knicks fan, but as a basketball fan, it would have been nice to see that team healthy last year because they played the type of basketball that I really do believe should have had them go deeper than they did. And that series with the Pacers really wasn't, I mean, come on. They were so, not banged up, injured in that series. Last year would have been a good test to see it. The changes they make, they're a different team now. I don't know. The way the Celtics played them last time made you think that they are a notch below. And I did not believe that really all season long. I did not think that. I thought they could score with anybody. And I really did think they would defend better. And while they are still going to end up winning 50 games, kind of like you say, they're a really good team, but maybe just not, because it's not just the Celtics now. It's also the Cavaliers.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When these stars would get together, when it first started, like the Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen team. It worked every time. And then you had LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and then that worked. And then you had, you know, Steph Curry. It was a little bit different because those guys were drafted there, but you had, you know, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, bringing Kevin Durant. That worked. But lately, it has not been working. Like, Kevin Durant going to the Nets doesn't work. Kevin Durant going to the Suns, there's something just off about that. And now you have the Knicks and this group that has been put together. You think they're going to be better just because they've added talent, and there's just something that's just, like, basketball is weird in that way. It used to be that the talent would always override, but in the Knicks' case, it doesn't. Like, you could say that they're more talented than probably, you know, 98% of the league.
They're seven deep. I mean, they are a solid seven deep. I would agree with that.
But it just isn't, it's not working the way that they thought it would.
Well, we have to see in the postseason. I do agree with you. It doesn't feel like it right now. But I also will give them benefit of the doubt. If they go into the postseason healthy, maybe they do flip the switch. Maybe they do play better defense. You know, a great test of what you're talking about is going to be, how does Luka and LeBron, you know, shape out in Los Angeles? Because right now it looks pretty damn good, as LeBron at the age of 40 looks like he's 25. The fat drunk looks pretty good as he plays more and more and more in Los Angeles. And so while that's not quite putting together three or four stars, you added one superstar to one of the best we've ever seen. And so far, the early returns are pretty good out there.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.